WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Today we hear from organizers at the Pitt Pantry in Oakland, which provides resources to University of Pittsburgh students dealing with food insecurity. 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez has the story.
Cereal, snacks.
Brooke McAvoy is walking through the Pitt Pantry, pointing out some of their selection.
Soup.
It's located in the basement of the Belfield Presbyterian Church in Oakland. McAvoy is the president of the pantry's Student Executive Board.
French onion up there.
A 2016 report from the National Student Campaign Against Hunger and Homelessness found that 48% of college students had experienced food insecurity in the last 30 days. The United States Department of Agriculture defines that as limited or uncertain access to adequate food. McAvoy says many people don't think of this as a problem that affects college students. In fact, they kind of accept it as a norm.
There's a certain discourse where college students are supposed to be eating foods that aren't necessarily nutritious. That's just part of the college experience.
Okay, but you're not going hungry, so everything's good, right?
In reality, it's not. You're not getting the nutrition you need.
Erica Ninos is a sustainability coordinator at PittServes, the university-wide initiative that the pantry falls under. She says the pantry was formed in 2015 after a group of students approached the university with a message.
We realized that we may have been able to go and purchase, you know, 3 packs of ramen a day, but we don't feel like that was a nutritious way of going through our college experience.
Today, Pitt students whose income is less than 150% of the poverty line are eligible to shop at the pantry, which has served more than 300 of these students in the last year. According to Ninos, many consistent shoppers are international students whose visa status means they can't hold a job to support themselves. But there are also students who might come in every once in a while when they're in a tight spot. She sees a lot of students who are still adjusting to moving off campus, for example.
You may have just gotten your first gas bill that's $280 that you hadn't planned for.
Holly Giovengo is a shopper who once worked at the pantry through an AmeriCorps placement. She's now a grad student at Pitt.
I use the pantry and other resources to save money for other things that I wouldn't be able to get in any other kind of way, like my books.
When these shoppers come in, McAvoy says student volunteers called guides walk with them through the pantry to pick out their food.
We really want the shoppers to be comfortable when they come in. We found that peer-to-peer communication is really what makes the pantry what it is.
The pantry gets some of their inventory from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, but most of it is donated by students on campus.
83% of our food comes from food drives, which is awesome. It shows, you know, the Pitt community really rallying together to support us.
And that same community also gets involved in educational events that the pantry holds.
We have cooking classes where we'll have people from the nutrition school come in and do, you know, lots of things with the items we have in the pantry. We have a lot of canned foods. What can you do? Like make a bean salad out of those. That's actually really delicious.
Everyone at the pantry is proud of the work they're doing, but Nino says they're also realizing that food security is just part of a larger framework of basic needs that need to be met for students.
So talking about, you know, housing, talking about financial literacy.
Moving forward, the goal is for the pantry to become a central hub on campus for information and resources on this wider range of topics. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.